Broadcasting from the studios of KCCU on the campus of Cameron University, this is the Texoma Report. I'm Melissa Beck, and now the news. Continued growth in Oklahoma's coronavirus cases has led to a renewed push for statewide mask mandates. As State Impact's Catherine Sweeney reports, public health officials say that's not likely.
Governor Kevin Stitt has said time and again that the state should not implement a one-size-fits-all mask mandate. Public health officials have been relatively quiet on political questions like these, given their positions. But during a media availability on Monday, Commissioner of Health Lance Fry said that although mask compliance helps stop the spread, he makes the claim that mask mandates could have a negative effect.
I've had multiple people come up to me and tell me, hey, I'll wear a mask, but don't tell me I have to wear a mask, then I'm not going to do it. I mean, do we have independent people in the state of Oklahoma that believe in their freedom so much that they will do something the opposite that you tell them to do? My answer is absolutely, we do have those people in Oklahoma.
He and Governor Stitt will address the public about coronavirus mitigation this afternoon. For State Impact, I'm Catherine Sweeney.
Congress passed coronavirus relief funding this spring, and it expires at the end of the year. State Impact's Catherine Sweeney reports that without a replacement, testing costs will fall on health insurers.
Oklahoma officials have used CARES Act funding to ensure everyone can get tested for free with no requirements, such as a known exposure. But that funding expires December 31st. The cost could fall to insurance companies instead. Here's Commissioner of Health Lance Fry during a media availability on Monday.
Insurance companies are probably not just going to want to pay for tests for anybody to go get a test anytime they want to, which is what we're doing now. They may just want to pay for a test if someone's positive or they have symptoms.
Additionally, Oklahoma has the second highest uninsured rate in the country. For State Impact, I'm Catherine Sweeney.
Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter filed a brief with the U.S. Supreme Court Monday challenging the Pennsylvania Supreme Court's decision to allow mail-in ballots to be received up to 3 days after Election Day. Caitlin Howard with Oklahoma Public Media Exchange reports on the Republican effort to challenge President-elect Joe Biden's victory.
The brief argues that under the Constitution, state legislatures, rather than state courts such as the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, must determine when to stop accepting absentee ballots and begin counting votes. This comes after the Republican attorneys general of 10 states signed a brief supporting the Pennsylvania Republican Party's lawsuit against the state Supreme Court's decision to extend the deadline to receive mail-in ballots. Biden narrowly won Pennsylvania, which gave him the electoral votes needed to win the presidency. A representative from Attorney General Hunter's office tells me the cost of supporting the lawsuit won't be more than the cost to print the brief, but that there's no invoice yet. I'm Caitlin Howard.
Lawton City Council meets Tuesday to discuss cleaning up the massive amount of fallen branches from the damage done to trees across Lawton as a result of a sudden ice storm on October 27th. City Manager Michael Cleghorn estimates it could take up to a month to gather the debris via curbside, as well as designated drop-off spots such as the one proposed at Elmer Thomas Park. Residents could also take branches to the city landfill without paying a fee. Cleghorn has asked the council to designate between $150,000 and $300,000 from the city's emergency fund to pay for the cleanup. The cleanup crew would consist of both outside contractors and the city crew. Governor Kevin Stitt has allowed money for emergency purposes, and if Lawton uses the money from the city's emergency fund, it's possible those funds could be replaced by the state. KCCU encourages you to be safe and stay well. That's the news for this edition of the Texoma Report. For KCCU, I'm Melissa Beck. The Texoma Report is a production of KCCU News.
I'm Laura Sullivan, crime and justice correspondent. NPR is a community. It's a voice for people all over this country. When I walk into a prison, sit in a courtroom, ride in a police car, I believe I am there because NPR's listeners have asked me to be there, to examine and explore and hold people to account, because this is what we do here, and it's really the only thing that matters. This is NPR.
Ever stop by KCCU's website while you're surfing the web? No? Then you're missing out. You could get in on the latest news, check out your favorite shows, and listen to KCCU live even when you're out of town. There are links to shows, pictures, and local event information. KCCU.org. Got it? www.kccu.org. www.kccu.org. Any questions?
Thank you. Hi, I'm Rick Steves. You may know me from my travel shows on public television or from my guidebooks. I spend 100 days a year exploring the world. My goal? To help Americans enjoy maximum travel thrills for every mile, minute, and dollar. And coming this week, I'm taking my travels to public radio. We'll be talking with travel experts who venture all over the world. It's new. It's this week. It's called Travel with Rick Steves.
Saturdays at 1 p.m. on KCCU.
Hi, I'm Fred Child. Today's culture has tried to relegate classical music to a kind of museum status. Admire it from a distance, but please, don't touch. Don't get too close. Well, join me to reclaim classical music. We'll explore the vibrant scene today in concert halls around the world. It's Performance Today from American Public Media.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. on KCCU.